The original kings of podcasting, starring Mark Chambers and Todd Perry. Episode 5, The Defense.
Oh, I like this.
Original kings of podcasting.
We're back.
Mark Chambers. Todd Perry.
It's been quite a day. I gotta say that it's nice doing the original kings of podcasting because my face hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I am in... I've been smiling too long, and hopefully the audience has been digging the show too.
Yeah, if you're pacing yourself... Bless you. If you're binging, here's my advice. And I wanted to state this, and maybe we'll pre-rec something and put it at the front of all of them.
Yeah.
Listen at 1X. That's my ask. I know it's a tough ask. Tough.
People actually listen at 1.5 or 2X.
I want you to listen at 1X.
And the whole thing of good conversation. We're not even saying comedy.
Yeah.
Good conversation. Breaks. Pauses. It's like music.
Yeah.
Silence is a note.
I want you to listen at 1X. And I'm asking that. And this might seem redundant because most likely I'll go back and I will have this amended into the beginnings of all of them. And this will become a theme and that I'm going to want to enforce. But listen at 1X.
It's going to be like the rock band Queen.
Mm.
Used to always have Freddie Mercury vocals, mm-hmm. Brian May guitar, mm-hmm. John Deacon bass, mm-hmm. Roger Taylor drums, and nobody played synthesizer.
Mm.
And they would put that on every record till they realized synthesizers were awesome. And Freddie Mercury went apeshit on it. But like, yeah, please listen to this at 1X.
Listen at 1X. Give us our due. It's all we're asking. If you have to listen at 1.5 or 2X, that's fine. We're not gonna come out and be dicks and say don't listen to it. Just like I'm not gonna be like fuck you if you listen to Taylor Swift, don't listen to me if I'm a musician. Like first of all, I love Taylor Swift.
Mm. Oh, I just like the thigh gap.
Oh yeah,
that's my thing.
No, I like her personality. I think she's quirky and fun. Yeah.
Possibly contrived by a large conglomerate of people. They're like, the only person who actually sells records, we need to control this. Let's dial up quirky slightly.
I like the
thing. Let's reduce the weight here. Let's make it... The weird thing with Taylor Swift is big guitar, small girl. You ever see that? She always has like a 10-gallon hat for a guitar around her.
You know what that guitar has on it?
Mm.
Teardrops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What Harry Styles did to her, I could never imagine.
Listen at 1X. That's my listen at 1X campaign. I'm not looking for placement on a rankings chart. I'm not looking for a Guinness Book record. I'm looking for 1X listening. That's all I want. So, speaking of things I want.
By the way, I feel like 5 shows into the original Kings of Podcasting that you've found your rhythm.
Yeah.
After not hosting a podcast for 2 years.
Really?
I feel like this is the first show where you got your pauses right.
No.
You got your delivery right.
Wow.
Like you've actually are worthy of the king of podcasting.
So you think
as
I had
a king. Yep.
You think this was a return to form for me, not a request to return to form for the industry. This is me finding my own rhythm in the front nine.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Okay. No, hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm open to critique.
I'm just hanging out.
As the original kings,
right.
we converse.
Yeah.
We hang.
Yeah.
You know, we do format.
We anoint.
Yeah.
And when we hang, sometimes we actually have hangings outside of the garage.
Yeah.
Of other podcasters.
Yeah, it's very archaic. And sometimes off-putting.
Because that's what podcasting is. Podcasting used to be blood and guts.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be, you know, there was no face masks.
It
was nothing but leather helmets
back in the
gritty days of 2007.
Just that dirty, dirty down home. Just making it Christmas all year round.
Some of that dishwasher meth, you know? You guys know what I'm talking about.
I talk a lot of things up in my life that most people wouldn't talk up.
Yeah.
I got a Chromebook here in front of me.
Yeah.
Been running the whole show on a Chromebook.
And so if they wanted to buy a Chromebook at OGKings.com, what would be the...
I should put a link on OGKings.com.
Yeah, to buy your Chromebook.
Yeah, if you go to support the show, you'll see a link in the top nav to support the show. You'll see a myriad things. You'll see t-shirts and you'll see high quality recording. I don't want to promote. I want that to live on its own. I don't want to promote that on the show, but I will throw a link to Chromebooks on there.
Yeah.
Also, I'll throw a link to specifically the Chromebook that we did the show on.
Wow.
The Acer.
And that goes through Amazon.com.
Right? Yeah.
And we get 6% on that.
Yeah. What's that? The ad nauseum trope?
Yeah.
constant plugs.
Go through the Amazon.com.
Yeah. If you know me well, and Todd Barry, I feel you know me probably better than almost anyone.
Yes. Yeah.
If not anyone without the qualifier, you'll know that I will tirelessly defend certain things.
Yes. And I know it as somebody, not so much somebody who knows you personally and someone who knows you creatively, but mostly I know this as somebody who follows you on Twitter.
Yes.
Because I will get uprooted. I'm going through my feed and then I see Mark Chambers just taking it out on somebody or trying to really defend, not so much promote anything, but defend his taste on Twitter. That's what you take to Twitter to do constantly.
That's true. Yeah.
And I always just think, man, it's a lot of energy.
So I've written like 1,000-word articles in the past defending like the Xbox One, and you know I'll just tirelessly go to bat for like I went to bat for BlackBerry 10, which is the new BlackBerry that just failed miserably. I've gone to bat for like basically anything. New Simpsons.
Yeah.
Tirelessly.
Actually, the thing is, you've been defending New Simpsons when it was still kind of old Simpsons, if you just kind of do the history of it, right?
Yeah.
Like old Simpsons, classic Simpsons, maybe is the first 8 years of it.
8 to 10, yeah.
So up through 19, what year?
I don't know, but... so probably
the point where people started to kind of be done publicly with the Simpsons.
2001 at the latest. Absolute latest.
On pod or whatever, you were defending Simpsons from that period, which is now old Simpsons.
Yeah, so I started publicly defending Simpsons, new Simpsons that people had turned their back on, probably 05, 06.
Yeah.
And still do it to this day.
Yeah, but you do it religiously and with a fervor and with like somebody. It's like the what were those guys? The God Hates Fags, Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes, I'm that outside of every other animation show animated show or comedy of any kind.
Al Jean should look to you like Jesus Christ looks to the.
That's correct.
Yeah, Westboro Baptist Church.
I've Okay, now wait a minute.
I don't know. Your love is pure.
That's kind of negative, though. I'm not out there screaming like...
I don't know if you really love Jesus. You might find the Westboro Baptist Church is not negative at all.
Bart hates fags. I mean, I'm my love of Simpsons...
I've never really seen Bart come out pro-homosexual, but I haven't seen the show since 2001.
Bart has definitely come out pro-homosexual in the episode Homer's Phobia. Which is very widely known in Simpson circles. Who's
Flanders?
No. Famous director who did like 16 Candles.
John Hughes.
No, I'm sorry, that was wrong.
It was dead. John Waters?
Yes.
Well, yeah, they have the one where Homer tries to make Bart straight.
Homer's Phobia. So they were very pro gay in that episode.
But that was pre 2001.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I saw it.
We've all seen it.
Yeah.
All right. I fair enough. I see what you're saying. But so this very pro Simpsons. I don't think it's like, I don't think it's fair to compare it to how Westboro Baptist Church is pro Jesus, because I feel like they're more anti than they are pro.
Okay.
I tirelessly defend things that other people don't necessarily love, but not from a hipster perspective, because I feel like the term hipster, even though I hate it universally, it usually means something that a wide group of people like that isn't like popular in the flyover states. It's more of an intellectual high ground, whereas this is more like no one seems to like it, and I'm still defending it. Like,
well, I would say that a show like The Simpsons, that if you look at the kind of their more important earlier years when everybody watched them, that someone who is a hipster would completely defend and love
the older ones.
Yes.
Sure, sure.
But I mean, my opinion of The Simpsons would be, I never got to the point where I thought The Simpsons got shitty.
Mm-hmm.
I had just seen enough Simpsons.
Okay.
I had sat through 800 episodes and I was good.
Yeah. 562.
Yes. Okay, so at about 230 episodes, I was like, okay, I've seen this dynamic. I've seen these characters, and no matter what they do, will not entertain me anymore.
Sure.
I've seen it. It's like,
sure.
I've eaten macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
I like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, you don't want it anymore, though.
I haven't had it for a couple years.
Yeah, okay.
You know, if I wind up across macaroni and cheese at some hipster dinner where they're making highfalutin macaroni and cheese, I will eat it and love it. But you, at this point, you've got a green eggs and hammy on it. You know, and that, it's not like the show got completely shit. It's just,
right, no.
Yeah, it's just now it's not a habit anymore.
I think it got shit for a few years, and then it had a glorious return to form that is like just totally not noticed or given a shit about, because people won't admit to themselves why they no longer like it, like you just did.
What do you mean?
People think that they don't like it because it got shit. Because people don't want to admit that they just got older. And they grew out of it. And it didn't change. They did. Because it could have changed with them. And it could have gotten older and not appealed to kids anymore. Because they were kids when they got into it.
Right.
But it stayed the same for the most part with a few hiccups here and there. But they got older and now they want different things and they're sick of it because they've seen so much of it.
Yeah.
Then they attribute it to a drop in quality.
I mean, it could be that. I mean, it's like the old, there's a Pete Townsend from The Who said something great where it's like, you either do it right and the people will love you, or you do it wrong and nobody gives a shit. So most people, they're not going to apologize for your art that like what you're doing.
Right.
They're just going to not fucking show up anymore.
Right.
And once people stop showing up, no matter how good you make it, unless there's a huge tidal wave of press or of media or whatever, people aren't going to come back.
So,
and it's like, you know, people who were 12 in 1964 that heard "I Want to Hold Your Hand," by, you know, the time the Beatles got crazy and drugged out, they were crazy and drugged out, and they took the fucking ride with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got coked out and weird, and then they got into Wings,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, it's that whole thing.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So, I mean, you could make a complete great argument that you could put on Simpsons episodes from 2001, and then you would put on an episode of The Simpsons and eventually go, oh, Mother's Milk, so good. Right? And I'd love it.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, 24-year-old me would completely love it.
Sure.
You know. But that moment happened, you know.
Yeah.
Right, and well, we stepped off the train.
I don't know why I defend it. So here's the thing. I enjoy it. I'm part of a rapidly diminishing group of people, also known as Nielsen families, that enjoy it. And I run to my TV Sunday nights. If I actually will get anxious if I'm not going to be home to see it, because it's one of those shows I'm nervous I won't find time to go back and watch on TiVo.
Okay.
I want to watch it live.
Yeah.
And I want to tweet about it.
Well, it's different if it's live. I mean, there's something about live television and a live occurrence that means so much more.
Yeah.
Like me watching like a Raider game on Sunday while it's happening is so much more than I have the power to stop it or to pause it. I want it to be a powerless experience.
Yeah,
so I want to be overtaken by it.
I want to watch it, and I want to watch the creators tweeting about it, and I want to be all into it, and I want to read the reviews of it that go up that night from the different outlets that review it. And I want to get angry and disagree with them and all that, and I want to experience that. Most people don't give a shit.
Right.
And they don't, they didn't make a conscious choice to not watch it. They just
stopped watching.
It didn't occur to them that he was even on still.
Right.
So why do I defend it? Why do I care?
I think it comes down to personal, it comes down to what they call identity politics.
Mm.
It comes down to so much of you and your sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
And because you, at a certain age, you love The Simpsons. And I would agree, Simpsons is one of the best television shows ever. Mm. Top three, top five shows.
Iconic.
Yes. I like that smile. You demanded I called it iconic, right?
That's correct.
I say one of the best shows I've ever seen. And you're like, not enough.
I need you to say.
I need you to go
iconic
that far. But I think it comes down to, like, eventually, like when somebody, they take upon their shirt and they put on the shirt and they say, I am a member of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member of the Republican Party. And no matter what X politician does, if you have a problem with that, then you're insulting my identity.
Right.
You are coming down on me. And now it's not so much about my opinions and right and wrong. It comes down to just my basic sense of self. And if my sense of self is compromised, then who am I?
Oh.
I'm nothing. I can't survive.
Sure.
And I think that your belief and your love for The Simpsons goes that deep.
Wow.
And I think it's a personal issue. And what I find is I don't think it's not that you don't like the show. I think it's you're placing it as way too much of a pillar of your personal identity so that you take it so personal when someone says there's something wrong with it.
Mm.
Now, I will say this.
Mm.
When somebody, let's say you're a hardcore Democrat,
yeah,
and someone tweets something like against Obamacare,
mm-hmm,
and you're going to be like, no, and the head gets inflamed,
yeah,
and there's no rationality to it. Even if the person has a good salient fact-based point.
Most likely they don't.
Yes, of course not. Of course, no. I agree with you there. If you can world back to one of our previous shows.
No.
You can find Mark and I talk about healthcare.
No.
And then the person will immediately throw up some kind of barrier to it.
With the utmost humility, the original kings of podcasting request that their subjects follow them on Twitter at OG Kings of Pod, like them on Facebook at the original kings of podcasting, and visit their website at ogkings.com.
Mom, can I talk to you for a second? It's about that boy Rick from school. I was at his house yesterday.
You told me you went to Angela's house.
Mom! I was at his house, and his parents weren't home. And I sat next to him on the bed, and he started leaning over like he was going to kiss me. I got all shy and weird and looked away, and, like, his laptop was open on the floor next to his bed. And I saw what was on the screen.
Honey, what? What did you see on his laptop?
He was using Internet Explorer.
Oh my gosh.
Every day in this country, thousands of teenagers willingly use Internet Explorer on their laptops, in spite of the risks of being considered uncool by their friends. Studies have shown 2 in 10 cases of Internet Explorer lead to abuse of even less cool products, such as Xbox, Microsoft Office, and even Windows Phone. Parents, it's your responsibility. Get interested, get the facts, and talk to your children about Internet Explorer. A message by Parents Against Uncool Technology, this podcast, and the Ad Council.
We may be getting sensitive on the show here.
Mm.
A while back, I saw on Twitter,
mm,
you tweeted something where you were talking about like some TV show you liked or something.
Okay.
And you were saying that you liked X,
mm-hmm,
but that the people who didn't like X,
mm-hmm,
were people that were pretending to not like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that on your Twitter account.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, I've never considered the fact that if there's something I like, that people who didn't like what I like were only pretending, that they were only out there to do me wrong.
Mm.
And it's so that cued me off that sometimes your great defense of things of pop culture and television
mm-hmm.
was more of an identity issue than something of the actual stuff you're talking about. I'd love to go back to that tweet for you to read it.
No, I didn't tweet that. Okay. I would never tweet that someone's pretending.
Oh, no. I saw it.
No, I didn't.
You can look at the Chrome machine.
I wouldn't.
Do we have one Chrome on the show?
We have a Chrome per
show.
I'm
not doing this to sell you out. I'm doing this to prove to answer your question as to why.
Here's the thing about what you just said. I know you're probably talking about a tweet I made about the newsroom.
Okay.
Fair?
It could be. It could be. I don't. I'm just trying. I'm being honest with the situation. It could have been the news.
Well, so you know. I'll grant this. If it's not this, then I need to actually see it.
Yeah.
I tweeted something to the effect months ago of that I read a lot of contrived anger and a lot of contrived reviews about the show The Newsroom.
Right.
But I've never once spoken to anyone in the real world that actually had these opinions. They're all being contrived by people that are in the middle of people that like it and people that hate it. So these are smart people that don't necessarily like it or hate it, but they're content generators on the internet. And they can easily cook up an article that will appeal to people that hate it and enrage people who like it.
Okay.
And so there's a new kind of person on the you can't just either be a fan or be a disliker mm-hmm. of a piece of entertainment anymore. You can also be a third person that seeks to stoke the fire of one or the other. You can either write a bunch of lists about trying to get people excited about the fact about how much they love the show, or you're trying to stoke the fire of people that hate it. And you're trying to get them to read your content about how much they should hate it and how right they are to hate it or how right they are to love it. So that might be what you're referring to.
Could be. All I knew was that you were saying that there is, people pretending to dislike something. And that to me sounded of the mind of someone saying that I love this. And everybody who doesn't like this are people just pretending because they're too much of a hipster.
I feel
or they're
like,
too much of an elitist and everybody else.
I feel
else
like my reasoning is a lot more fucking nuanced than what you're ascribing it to.
Well, you had 140 characters.
Okay.
So to say, I have a nuanced argument on something in 140 characters is impossible.
So I feel like I'm being nuanced now when I say you can pretend to hate something to write an article that is designed to get people that love it to hate you so that they click through and comment.
Fair. I never find online people pretending to dislike the things I like.
Hmm.
People either just dislike it, but maybe I'm not looking deep enough into the big halls of content generators like typists in the New York Times building in the 1960s just pounding out articles and advertisements.
You're what you're doing right now is you're pretending.
I'm pretending to.
Oh no. So maybe you're not pretending, but maybe you're naive.
Oh.
You want me to go further?
Okay.
Because saying someone's pretending is actually granting them freedom in my argument. Whereas if I said they're naive, I'm taking their freedom away. And I'm saying they're too stupid to realize what's happening.
Okay.
So I'll grant the freedom to say that these people are pretending to hate something so that they can write an article that ignoring their real feelings on it. They've chosen to hate it for the context of the article to drive clicks. So what we're saying is if I'm concocting that scenario out of my pure undying identity-driven love for something, that the entire content industry is 100% honest. And that no one is ever concocting a hate-filled article just to get people that love it to come out and support it.
No, I'm sure there's plenty of people doing that.
That's my argument.
Okay.
Is that the people pretending are content generators.
Okay. But there's no one that genuinely and has a good opinion against the newsroom. That, those people don't exist.
Probably not.
If you're going to work in those shining absolutes, and I like the newsroom.
I don't want to work in absolutes.
I watched every episode of the newsroom.
Sure.
There's a couple episodes and a couple moments where I was like,
Well, that's just you pretending. No.
Yes, I was pretending. And I was personally, you know. And then I went out online and I found everybody who every episode I liked, I found people who disagreed with me.
Here's the thing.
They were fucking with me.
I'm sick of people rallying each other to a cause. I'm fucking sick of it.
Just in general? Just in anything?
In that world.
In the world of television?
In the world of entertainment, in the world of Twitter, in the world of people that don't actually have issues in their lives. I'm sick of people rallying to the cause of hating other people that like something that you don't like.
From the safety of their own bedroom.
Yes.
With nothing better
like,
to do.
Here's the thing. I like a thing. You don't like a thing. Let me like it. I'm going to let you not like it.
Yeah.
Don't attack me for hating or for liking something. I'm not going to attack you for hating something.
Right.
Don't attack me for liking something. I'm sick of it. Right. I'm sick of it. I've heard my own arguments on this from 5 years ago, and I've come around. I want to live and let live.
Yes.
I want hipsters to be hip.
Yeah.
I want people to love things, and I want people to hate that I like things, but I don't want them to hate me for it. Mm. I'm happy that you hate something.
So it comes back to my basic point where it's identity politics.
Yes. All this whole exercise was just to point out how right you are.
Okay, good.
I
like this. Well, you know what? I was pretending the whole time. I was pretending to be right on this.
You son of a bitch.
What's, you know, it's only because...
Give it to me straight, Todd.
Can I?
Give it to me straight, baby.
Give me some hashtag real talk.
Give me some hashtag real.
So, my thing is, I'm so tired of the legitimacy or illegitimacy of the masses' opinions,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I enjoy good criticism. Oh, thank you. Thank you for tamping down the drama. Like, it's like, we were talking the other day. The funny thing is, the test show we did for this
yeah.
also like has a lot of great seeds that kind of became the last five episodes.
Yeah, but very highly charged.
Oh, the
test show was very charged.
I felt it was. I felt yeah. that I was also kind of drunk and yeah. you know, it was 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
so, you know,
yeah,
it was very late. Who knows what was on there?
God knows.
But in that, I remember I was mentioning that I was like, "Have you seen the show Girls?"
Mm.
And if you had a visceral reaction
yes.
to the show Girls, right? You were, and I like the show Girls.
Sure.
Right, and I like it enough to watch every episode.
That's
right?
allowed.
But I get why people don't like Girls. I get it. Like I see in my head watching things going, X person and Y person wouldn't like this
yeah.
for whatever reasons, you know, and you know some of those can be people who just can't fucking handle a plump girl like Anita, you know, Lena Dunham showing her sexuality, or people who just don't like obnoxious human beings
sure.
that are portrayed on the show.
Sure, sure.
But I watch it, and I don't really give a shit if people are getting mad or getting enraged on it. I'm just not engaged, and it's not that I'm above it. I just, like, my television watching isn't really part of my sense of self, I guess. So, things dealing with music and different things. Then I will sit and argue with people at my work
yeah.
and get worked up and then be driving home going, how the fuck did they like the new U2 record?
So let me... Oh, I loved the new U2 record.
Really?
Yeah, it just showed up on my iPod one day.
Oh, it was great.
I just gave it a quick listen. Yeah.
No one listened to that record twice. And it's not because it was U2, because U2 has made really good records and then yeah. periods of bad records and then made good records. This just didn't fall on... interesting music.
But. Yeah, this was on par with when I realized that if I listen with my head cocked a certain way, the construction site is kind of musical.
Right.
And like, yeah. oh yeah, he's got a rhythm and blah blah blah. And I'm like, oh, that was interesting. Right. And then I moved on with my life.
You're on drugs?
Here's my problem.
You're on acid, man?
Here's my problem.
Taking that acid, kid?
You touched on it a bit. So you said, I understand why people might dislike Girls. And then you gave a specific reason.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't want. And here's what I don't like. And maybe this is identity politics. Maybe this is I'm a control freak. Maybe this is I don't respect other people as much as I respect myself.
We should do a show called Why is Mark a Control Freak?
I don't have 6 hours to give that show. Maybe you and other people that know me can do that show, and then I'll listen to it.
If the original Kings of Podcasting makes it to like a seventh year, and we've got like 90 shows under our belt, it'll be clear.
So I won't be told why I don't like something.
Okay. Now why is that?
So if I say
I mean I'm not saying I'm a better person, but if someone goes blah blah blah, like here's the hole in why Simpsons season 17 sucks.
No.
Then I'll be
I won't be told why I don't like something. So if I tell the average
if I say I don't like something for X reasons, it's okay.
That's fine. So if I say I don't like girls because I find the characters to be obnoxious, pretentious, I'm not going to say unrealistic because I'm sure in that circle, maybe that is realistic. Unrelatable.
Okay. Yeah.
Is the word I will use to describe what I feel when I watch girls. Yeah. I would basically describe that show as bullshit.
Okay.
And it doesn't anger me to where I wish it didn't exist. I just absolutely won't watch it.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't provoke emotions in either direction. I see that and I'm like, and the same way I would flip if I saw an ab flexor infomercial.
Right. Well.
And then
the new ones with, there's a girl.
So then I'll say
new shorts on the ab flexor.
So then I'll say that. And then someone like yourself will go, hey, yeah, that's totally cool. I totally get why people don't like it. Like, you know, because of the things you said or because they don't want to see, you know, a girl with a real body naked on screen, whatever. Nope. Stop. You just ascribed a reason to dislike it that is very offensive and you just casually ascribed it to me. And that's every time I tell someone I don't like girls. They're like, hey, I get it. You don't want to see a natural body naked on screen. That doesn't appeal to you. And that's fine. But to my enlightened self, I'm cool with that. And I'm like, you know what? No. It's all the other reasons I actually said that actually came out of my mouth, not the one that you just told me is the reason I don't like it.
So you don't like Jews?
Basically.
That's why, yeah.
Basically.
Okay, good.
I'm really anti-Semitic, and it just bothers me when I watch that show.
I'm not sure if Michelle Williams is a Jew.
I don't give a fuck that it's some, you know, heavy set girl naked on screen. That doesn't fucking bother me. I hate the plot of the show, but everyone always tells me it's because, oh, you don't want to see a naked, classically unattractive girl because you can't handle it.
You can't handle
it. Because it's not, you know, it doesn't appeal to you. You want to see, you know, that you know, it offends you, whatever.
Right. Like,
I don't give a fuck about that. That doesn't fucking bother me.
Right.
Like, and it's not like I haven't explored and it actually does bother me and you have privilege and you haven't thought. No, I get it. I get where you're coming from, and I'm telling you, it doesn't fucking bother me. I need you to trust me on this. I just don't like the show.
Well, I would accept that criticism from you because I know you, and there was a Korean girl that used to work at the at the deli beneath the radio station where we used to work.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a body type very similar to Lena Dunham. Maybe less of the neurotic tendencies, but...
It doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. And everyone. So the reason I don't give my opinion on girls at all, I say I've never seen it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't you asking, I would have said I never saw it.
Right.
Never seen a frame. But I have seen a frame.
It's a large frame.
A very average frame. And I was totally fine with it.
Yeah.
I didn't like the show itself.
Okay. You weren't pretending?
I was probably pretending to hate it just to drum up faves and retweets
on the show. Well, I mean, that's, you know, we could take that direction with things, but
here's the thing. I'm just attracted to Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't watch girls. Have I Googled Lena Dunham nude? Maybe.
Maybe you're just uncomfortable with her being plaid by Adam Driver in that way.
Maybe I'm jealous.
Maybe you don't like Adam Driver's naked ass. And you have a problem with him playing a Sith Lord in the new Star Wars movie.
I'm curious about that. But I trust.
Now all Mark's defenses and covers have been blown. Who cares about the Simpsons or Windows smartphones? But has Mark really listened or learned anything? The end may be nigh for the original king.